It's good to be back. Hello. Oh, man. Want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. It's just me and Statman tonight. Still going to bring you a fun show. We want to thank our sponsors. We'll start with North Rim Adventure Sports, longtime sponsor of ours here, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, the USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. We'll see how my voice holds up for the show. It's been going in and out all day. I've been having... My new job requires that I talk to people all day, Brad. And so it just... By the time I get here...
Yeah.
It's gone. So we'll see.
Well, that's kind of a concern for your career. Because you kind of want to talk to people.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
Well,
we'll let it ride, baby.
You want to start the show?
Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Drill. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, the one, the only, Derek Isumaki.
Hey, what's good, party people?
All right, I'm joking. Derek's not here.
I didn't know Eric was here. I haven't seen him in a long time.
We also got the one, the only, John Lucan.
Hey.
I'm joking. He's not here either. But we do have Statman Brett.
A.K.A. the head scratcher. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good nickname for you. The head scratcher. I like it.
We call it the facepalm, too.
Whatever works. Oh, man. Make sure if you enjoy what we do around here, you're following us on Instagram. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. On Instagram, follow us. We'll follow you back. Typically, we'd be live right now, but I just didn't feel like setting it up because I'm moving really slow this afternoon. I don't know about you, but this time change is still... I still have not adjusted to it.
Nah. It takes me at least 3 months, and then I have like another 3 months of like being normal, and then they do another time change on me. Yeah. I'm like, wait, whoa, hold up. I gotta change to another time.
Well, the one in the spring when we roll
forward,
that one I could get behind. All of a sudden, boom, more sunlight in the evening. I can rock with that.
I gotta say, Arizona's got it down to where they don't have anything going on. Just one consistent time throughout the year. There's no changes.
No, that's smart. And also, we voted that as Californians, and legislation was just like, we know you voted for that, but we're just not going to change anything about that. And I don't understand how that's possible.
And it makes no sense because at the same time, there's stats saying that time changes around those times in the first 2 weeks or the 2 weeks after that, more suicides occur because of the time change.
Well, I think there's a lot going on there before the time change. I don't think they're like...
No.
Holy bleep.
It's not this year.
It's dark at 5 p.m. I'm going to kill myself. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not just this year, but it's like every year. That's been a trend where right around the time change, more suicides occur.
Understood. And suicide is no laughing matter.
No, exactly.
But... I am going to make fun of everything that I can make fun of. And I'm also tired. I don't know about you, but the holiday weekend, I was like, man, finally some time to relax. I did none of that this weekend.
No.
We went golfing Thanksgiving morning.
Great morning.
That was great. It was very cold, but it was a fun round.
I had a frost delay. I've never had one at Bidwell.
Yeah, it looked like there was snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So that was, I went from that to jumping around seeing Steph's family, my family. Mm. It was exhausting.
When did you go from up north back to down south?
We went up to Corny, not that far north,
okay.
And then shot back down here, saw some family. Very low-key, obviously, with COVID right now. You know, we were trying to do the social distancing thing and all that. And holidays just aren't meant for social distancing or a pandemic.
No.
And I always do this thing to myself, and we will talk sports, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get there, all right? We're just warming up, okay? I'm just going to vent.
This is the shoot around.
Yeah, this is the pregame. But yeah, holidays are just not meant for a pandemic.
No.
And I always do this thing where I think I'm capable of doing more than I am, as far as just, I still feel I have the energy, or I mentally, I still have the energy of my early 20s.
Okay.
And physically, I don't have that at all. I'm about as washed up as it can be. I'm actually going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and think about changing some things in my life because I can't keep up with my lifestyle anymore. And granted, we're not even going to bars anymore, really. You know?
Yeah.
This is just, I'm old and I'm tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen to you, my friend.
Oh, no. I'm enjoying like a couch or like a nice little chair sleep throughout the day.
A chair sleep. Yeah. I enjoy passing out in a chair. Mm-hmm. An ottoman, if you will, a love seat, anything that I could put my butt
in. Honestly, those love seats, solid. I don't know who invented those, but a great idea.
Yeah, I actually think the more like crunched up you have to be, and then the weirder spot you have to be for a nap, the more quality the nap, because you know you're tired if you're going to pass out just in a chair.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You know?
You're not wrong. But I would just say that time management, understanding your time, and dealing it out in small doses.
Yeah, I appreciate the life advice. I'm going to go ahead and disregard it and keep living the way I am, and I'll just keep coming in here and complaining about it.
Honestly, I love it.
All right, good. All right, make sure if you want to hear more nonsense and me complain about getting old, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the TBP podcast, talking about practice, wherever you get your pods. We have taken some time off, but we're coming back next week with some brand new podcasts. And that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to try some new stuff out too starting next week. So make sure you download, rate, review, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. It helps us out in this little growing business of ours. So we would appreciate it. You wanted to actually talk sports now?
I mean, I guess that works.
All right. We'll get back to me complaining. I'm sure of it.
Oh, I can guarantee by the end of the show.
Yeah. It's just going to be I don't think I could say that on air. So it's just going to be a festival of me venting at some point. I guess we've already done that.
A cluster of some things, yes.
Yes, I think we've already done 9 minutes of me talking about nothing. So let's talk some football. What in the actual COVID is going on right now?
It makes no sense.
We're going to have a game on Wednesday?
It makes no sense why not only did you move it from Thursday to Wednesday or to Sunday, then to Tuesday, then to Wednesday. It's like, just push it back to week 18.
Yeah, it went Thursday.
Sunday.
Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or it went Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Exactly.
Right. And then are they going to have to play the following week? Or is that when the Steelers have a bye?
Nah, the Steelers, I think, already used their bye. I'll do a check, but...
Oh, that's right. They have used their bye
already.
They've
already used their bye against the Bills. Or no, the Titans. They've already used that. And then they lost their Thanksgiving game. And right now, with how many people are out for the Ravens, this is such a crucial game, not only for seeding, but also for having an undefeated team go into the playoffs. I feel like you really need to have all of the Ravens there. You can't just have Lamar Jackson out and call it a legitimate game when you have practice squad players playing.
Yeah.
I think you need to really push this back to either week 18 or see if you can move games around to where you actually have the whole team, for the most part, for the Ravens, playing.
Yeah, so the Ravens got their game against the Cowboys pushed.
Yep.
And Washington versus Steelers have got their games pushed, and we don't know exactly when. It just says postponed right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that we thought was an inevitability going into the season. I'm honestly surprised we've made it this far. Now, we've already had some issues with the Titans having a breakout.
Yep.
The Niners had obviously a breakout, and this is the other thing: is I don't understand how they're picking and choosing who is healthy enough to play and who's not. You know what I mean? Not, not just with COVID, but I'm saying as far as teams, because we trotted that joke of a game that the Saints versus
Denver.
Denver, this weekend.
I mean, like, I understand a lot of what the NFL is doing. I get it because the other two quarterbacks did not have their masks on. So the NFL, I believe, was trying to send a strict message, wear your mask or else punishments will happen. But it was an absolute cluster of things for this to happen. And what happened afterwards, where they wouldn't allow their offensive, offensive quality control coordinator to be the quarterback for the game because he knew the plays the best, and they couldn't really sign anybody because they had to go through a 2-week quarantine process.
Yep.
So they had to pick a guy from their practice squad. And honestly,
right. What was the kid's name again?
Oh, gosh.
He was in an impossible situation. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this past weekend, the Denver Broncos started the Kendall Hinton, a practice squad wide receiver who's never taken a snap in the NFL, not at wide receiver and certainly not at starting quarterback. They started Kendall Hinton this weekend. Like I mentioned, he's never taken a snap. In fact, per sources, a lot of coaching staff within the Broncos organization didn't even know who Hinton was, and he's out there taking snaps as a starting QB this past weekend. This just hurts the integrity of the game, obviously. If you took the Broncos early on the lines and you were gambling, I'm sorry, because that line started at 4 and went all the way to 17. Or it might have even been 3. I don't remember. It was something like that. And jumped all the way to 17, and they still didn't cover. They got their doors blown off by another team that doesn't have a starting quarterback, but for different reasons. And I'm just... It's just tough. No matter what this year, it's just tough. If you're a team scratching and clawing to get into the playoffs, mm-hmm. and your season is affected... Because you know, let's say you're in the NFC and you're fighting for one of those top playoff spots.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the NFC South and the Saints get to play that joke of a lineup, and that's no disrespect to Kendall Hinton. He didn't ask for any of this, right?
And, I mean, he did a great job for what he had. I mean, he had no game preparation as a QB. I mean, if you're a practice squad wide receiver, you're more of like a scout wide receiver, if anything, right. For the defense. But... the fact that he went out there and did an impossible task and didn't, for what the situation was, didn't do too horrible.
I mean...
No, again, it was a horrible, horrible game for him. But for what he was given, I mean, I got to applaud him for what he actually did, ended up doing. It wasn't great, but...
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, you got to take your hat off to him that he came out and, you know, it's just, again, a horrible position to be in.
Yeah.
And he had no shot of doing anything real, but man, that was rough. If you could, maybe you could pull up his stat line. I don't know that really matters. We could just keep it pushing.
Yeah.
But COVID is just, I mean, it's low-key kind of been, it was a big storyline, obviously, in the world. But going into this NFL season, when the NFL said, we're not going to bubble, we are going to travel, we're not going to quarantine, we're not going to add extra weeks to the season, which I always thought was a mistake. Here's the thing. No one's going to be mad about less football per week and more football, and it lasts a little bit longer this year. Maybe the NBA might get upset about it just because they have to compete for that market share. But other than that, fans aren't going to complain if we have a Super Bowl early March and you add 2-3 more weeks to allow room for COVID. I mean, for God's sakes, the Niners somehow still managed to be in a playoff chase. And they're going to be playing in Arizona for their home games now because Santa Clara won't allow them to play in their home stadium, which I do not understand whatsoever. But yeah, COVID has just reared its ugly head. Man, this past week were some prime examples of that. And like I said, the Niners get a big win against a division rival in the Los Angeles Rams. A game that they absolutely needed to have to keep their playoff hopes alive. Now, look, this ain't last year. The Niners are just too banged up to make any real noise. But if you're a fan of the squad, you still want to see them in the playoffs if possible. Again, very, they are on the very outside looking in. I would say they are the best of the last place teams. But if they lose this week, the season's essentially over for the Niners as far as any postseason dreams. They keep their dreams alive. Unfortunately, again, because Santa Clara County, and don't even get me started on Santa Clara County, because I just spoke to folks down there today trying to get my birth certificate, which I've been working on since April. And it's kind of a bleep fest down there as well. And the fact that they're not letting the Niners play in their home stadium these home games is kind of ridiculous. You know what? Let's go off on a tangent here, okay? Because that's what the show's been about so far, so we'll keep it here. And I just want to let—I just want you to jump in if I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Obviously, COVID horrible, and the way we've handled this as a country, I don't think anyone could argue that we've handled it well.
Very poor. Very poor.
But also, there is this thing called self-accountability, and I don't understand what we're doing with some of this legislation, saying we can't play contact sports in Santa Clara County. Okay, but these men are professionals. This is how they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Closing down all bars and restaurants. I understand instituting some restrictions, but we're killing small business.
Yep.
One in five businesses, small to mid-sized businesses in this country is currently closed, has closed the doors for good,
mm-hmm.
folded over this. Meanwhile, titans like Amazon, Walmart have made over $133 billion during this lockdown. But we instituted a curfew, okay? And we've seen all the jokes, so I'm not going to repeat them about, well, I was just about to repeat them after saying it, not going to repeat them. But about a curfew and COVID not lasting past the curfew, right? We have a curfew in California that we have to be in our homes by 10 p.m. We're adults. This is America, okay? I am fully on board for wearing masks, for social distancing, and figuring out some way that we can all eat and still go to work.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to live with this thing for a long time. Even when a vaccine comes through, I mean, I'm not going to be the first one signing up to take it without 2 years of clinical trials.
Oh, no
thank you.
Not even.
No, thank you. Unless if I was in a position where my job required me to have one, sure. But I want to see some, you know, I want to see some results here. So COVID's just going to be something we have to live with.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we are infringing on rights when you start telling people, one, you can't go to work, and two, like, think about it from this perspective. I was just talking with the owner of a restaurant bar the other day, and I was asking them about, you know, whether they're staying open. They're like, well, we kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
And a big point they made is a lot of our staff are students. They live check to check as it is.
Yeah.
Even if they were to get laid off, right, and be able to collect the COVID unemployment,
mm-hmm.
that still takes weeks to get on.
Oh, yeah. No, it took me, like, I got diminished hours, mm-hmm. and I was on it for about 4 months or whatever. It took me 3 months just to get the check.
Yeah.
I only got it for a month because I went right back onto it, but I was hurting for 3 months.
Yeah, I was I was unemployed for 2.5 months before I got my first paycheck, and luckily I had been saving up money to travel.
So you got lucky.
It wasn't very much, and I was fortunate that I had a good relationship with my landlord where I said, hey, I just got laid off. Unemployment's going to be coming in, I promise you, but I'm going to be a little late on my rent. And he was cool about it. Thank God for that. But what I'm saying is, in general, and I think this, seeing this at a level when it affects, you know, professional sports, it's just, what are we doing?
And, I mean, the Niners have been following the guidelines from the beginning and working hand-in-hand with the county. And then for them to find out, not even through, like, them, the county talking with them, but through a tweet or a press conference.
There's a press release, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, really? This is one of your big money makers. Now you're just going to start pushing these people out of your area. Not the Niners, because they're going to be there for quite a while, but then they're going to start thinking in the back of their mind, when they decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go, they're going to leave somewhere else.
Yeah, and they kind of just built that stadium, though.
So no, I'm saying, like, in the 20 years or whatever when they decide to make that change. I don't know Santa Clara might have just screwed themselves.
I mean, yeah, I think this is a step in the wrong direction for certain. But just in general, in this state, and I can't speak to what's going on in other states because I definitely don't think we should be just Florida or Texas where it's like anything goes. Let's pop some bottles and strip clubs are back open. I don't think that should necessarily be the case. But, I mean, instituting a curfew is the most ridiculous thing. And there's it's asinine. There's been no evidence to support that a curfew does anything to curtail the spread and transmission of COVID.
Plus, everything's supposed to already be closed before 10 or 11, so therefore, did the curfew matter?
Right.
I mean, like, what are you really stopping?
Right. And, I mean, if you just saw the flights this weekend,
it wasn't stopping anything.
It's going to get really bad.
Yeah.
And, man, I don't know. But I think we need to do better as a state to get a hold of this. And also making it county to county is just dumb. Because here's the thing. If I want to go out to a restaurant and eat, and let's say Glenn County is completely open, and I live here in Chico.
I'm hopping the border.
I'm going over to Glenn and going to get full service inside and get some drinks. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's just, I don't understand what we're doing. Back to football. This is frustrating.
It really is. Because, I mean, you would imagine the NFL would have had the foresight to realize that COVID was going to affect the game.
That's what I'm saying. Where's the planning?
There was none. And this is why the NBA is, I think NBA and the NHL is the front runner for this is how we have to do sports for the next year or maybe even into 2022. And if baseball and football don't get behind it, this is just going to ruin a lot of the game, or at least the viewing enjoyment week to week, because you now are wondering, oh, there's COVID cases coming out. Is my team going to play? And I think people, after all this has happened, I mean, you look at the you said the Broncos were, what, plus 4.5, and then they jumped to plus 17.5.
Yeah.
You can imagine that betting, people that are betting, well, you'd hope. They're all degenerates. We are all degenerates, so therefore, I can't really say we're going to get smart about it, but you'd imagine that the betting numbers might go down a little bit.
No. People are at home with nothing to do, or at least some people.
One could only hope. Are going to degenerate.
People were gambling on Australian horse racing when the pandemic hit, because that and Korean baseball. So people are going to continue to be degenerates. You know what I mean?
Like, so one can only hope. Okay.
Yeah, just because if you're a cokehead, just because a coke stepped on doesn't mean you're going to stop snorting it. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But yeah, so we'll see what the NFL does. In my opinion, I think they really should just take that Ravens and Saints or not Saints Ravens and Steelers game, push it to the last week of the year, or have their
own. They should
own,
just build in, and they should have built in, and they still can,
a week 18.
Yeah, build in an extra week.
Yeah,
and for those teams who don't have any makeup games, it's a bye week if they're in the playoffs. For the teams who are out, they're out anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah,
it seems silly to me.
But
one thing that never has changed, though, and I don't believe ever will change, is one simple rule around here, and that's the following.
Listen up, kids. Don't trust the Falcons.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. You cannot, under any circumstance, trust the Falcons.
As Jerome has always said, don't trust Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, like, yep. They have so many issues that Jerome loves to bring up.
Nice. Yeah, I can't go all season long and say don't trust the Falcons and pick them in the Super Bowl.
that would be great, I feel.
I can't pick Atlanta just because all year long, since I think week 3 or 4, I've been saying don't trust Atlanta on this show. So it's not just that. They have had a history of being untrustworthy. And so until they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to continue to say don't trust the Falcons. And if you're betting out there, take New England.
And when you think the Falcons should lose a game, of course they come out and smack the Raiders. What was it, 43-6 or something like that?
I mean, something like that. Yeah, it was
it was ugly. And I was just asking last week, are the Raiders good? And I'm saying this at a loss. Had everyone that I was talking with, I watched football with a couple buddies yesterday. Everyone I'm watching the game with yesterday was like, well, yeah, the Raiders have been playing really well. And we're saying that off a loss. That's how good Patrick Mahomes is that we're all saying, wow, the Raiders played so well. They lost last week. We're like, man, they're really playing well this season. I find that hilarious. And man, the Raiders just... Whenever you think the Raiders are getting good, they just remind you that they're still not there. Yeah, 43-6.
Yeah, it was atrocious. Matty Puddle's looking like Matty Ice again. I mean, he had some throws. I'm like, where did this come from?
Matt Ryan's going to be a 49er next year, by the way. Yeah, I don't know. That, with no Julio Jones, too. Unbelievable. I just, wow. The Falcons going to Falcon. Whatever you think they're going to do, fade your own thoughts. So, if you're out there and you're gambling and you think the Falcons, this is a lock, they're going to lose. If you think they're going to lose, they're for sure going to win. So, whatever they should do, they're going to do the opposite.
Well, but then if you start fading and you bet the opposite of what you think is going to happen, do you think it's going to happen the other way?
You got to double fade yourself.
You really got to double fade yourself.
Man, that like two negatives equal a positive.
Well, I mean, at the same time, it doesn't really equal to a positive because you might end up with a negative. This is like inception upon inceptions of the Falcons.
Hmm, man. That just hurt my head a little bit. I don't really know what to do with that. So we're just going to move on. Is that fair?
I mean, yeah.
Just, again... Kids,
that hurt me saying it.
Don't trust the Falcons under any circumstances, ever.
All right.
Hey, the Titans look okay, huh?
Yeah, Derrick Henry looks great.
So I wanted to ask, is there anyone in the league you would want to tackle less than Derrick Henry?
DK Metcalf.
That was the one person I could think of.
That is the only person I could think of.
He got blindside hit in that last Niners matchup with the Niners, and I forgot who came over the middle to hit him. One of our safeties came over the middle to hit him, and DK Metcalf was completely blindsided, and dude bounced off of him.
Yeah, no, he does not look like a man at all. Like, he's above a man.
Like a god. A Greek god.
Baby God, because he's got a pacifier.
What do you mean he has a pacifier?
Yeah, he wears a pacifier mouth guard because he's a...
Like, I mean, he definitely has a typical diva football wide receiver look.
Yeah.
With the pink hair and the piercings. He's like LBJ, but with a little more flair. He's like
maybe Deion Sanders-esque?
Yeah. Yeah, the same vein. But, I mean, yeah. You get what I'm saying.
No, I get what you're saying.
I think I would...
So maybe a T.O.? Because Deion was a pretty high up there.
I think I'd rather try and tackle DK Metcalf than Derrick Henry.
He's a brick of a man.
They're both bricks.
One's more of a brick house, one's more like a brick wall.
Well, they both look like their bodies are built out of bowling balls, like the same material bowling balls are made out of.
Fair.
You know? Yeah. You don't want to hit that.
Those muscles do not look, they look like they're inflated.
it's unbelievable. Yeah, Derrick Henry, I mean, strong.
Is there a defense,
DK Metcalf, strong. We are really breaking it down
but
for you guys.
But is there a
today.
Defense that can actually stop Derrick Henry right now? Because he's been on a roll recently in the past 3 weeks. I can't think of one.
Like, no, but this is Derrick Henry time. Every season, he just...
comes in late.
It's always like around late November, December, when he really starts running through people. I mean, he does all season, but he really, for the last three seasons...
He turns it on then.
Just picks it up towards the end of the season, which is... Most people start getting a little weaker towards the end of the year, and it's like all those hits, it's like he eats them.
Yeah.
And it just makes him stronger.
Yeah, I'm glad that he's finally coming too, because the first couple years of his career, like right after his rookie season, you weren't that impressed with him. It's like, oh, he was supposed to be one of these great running backs. And it's like, oh, he's about average. And then he's past couple years, he's been coming to and being one of the most dominant running backs of the league right now.
Yeah,
there is no running back that you can think of that's even anywhere close to what he's producing right now and how he runs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I did want to mention, while we're staying with football here for another couple minutes, Cliff Kingsbury, I think, is a terrible football coach for the Arizona Cardinals. I do not like the way they're coached. I do not like the way they play. I think his clock management and some of his calls are questionable at best. And he's been lousy. And for all the credit he's getting, I just don't see it. I think that is a very talented team, far more talented than they've been playing up to lately.
Now, would you, as you were saying this, I was thinking about this, would you compare him maybe to like a Mark Jackson? Like, he can bring him to maybe the playoffs, but that's about it. He's not going to be able to give this team a talented team to the Super Bowl.
They could get to the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, look, even a blind squirrel finds a nut, right? Like, I just don't think he's a good coach. And I think because he's young and because he decided he wanted to draft Kyler Murray and move on from, what was that quarterback's name?
Josh Allen.
No, not Josh Allen. It was another Josh. Went to UCLA. Josh Rosen.
The Rosen one.
Yeah, because he decided that he wanted to do that doesn't make him a genius. And I do not like the way they run that offense. I mean, there is a third and two that they easily should have got, and I hated the play call. I mean, you have Kyler Murray. Run some RPO with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you got him for a reason. You'd imagine you'd utilize him as such. I mean, you have coaches that have been able to adjust with like Patrick Mahomes. You have a old coach there. You have,
Andy Reid?
Nope, I'm forgetting Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson.
Pete Carroll,
yeah. Like, these coaches have adjusted. They've adjusted to having a pocket quarterback to now a running quarterback, and they're succeeding. You'd imagine that coach would change as well.
I don't like him as a coach.
Fair.
So I just wanted to say that, throw some hate out there. Now, Patrick Mahomes is good.
Just good?
Yeah, I think we've covered that. He's pretty good. He was on pace to throw for 1,000 yards yesterday in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. They just took their foot off the gas, and Tampa Bay gets the backdoor cover there in the last minute. What was it, 203 yards and two touchdowns?
Seven for seven, 203 and two touchdowns.
No, I think it was 203 for just Tyreek Hill in the first quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Tyreek Hill only.
God. That's ridiculous.
It would have been great to see Tyreek Hill go for 800 yards in a game.
It just feels like, I mean, obviously they won't, but it feels like the Chiefs are just going to win the Super Bowl for the next six straight years.
Yeah.
Could you put Patrick Mahomes on any team and make him a playoff contender?
Oh, absolutely.
You think you could put him on the Jets right now and they're playoff contender?
Can I get Andy Reid on that team?
Nope. Just Patrick Mahomes. Ooh. You're taking Patrick
Mahomes?
Any
team besides the Jets, I think he could take and take him to the playoffs.
Because
right now I think the Bills,
what about the Texans? You think he's taking the Texans?
Oh, absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. Deshaun Watson is a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, but I think that Mahomes is a better playmaker and, in my opinion, a smarter quarterback. He knows the game a little bit better, in my opinion. From what I'm seeing on the field, he knows the game better.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's an exaggeration. I don't think you're putting him on the Texans and they're making the playoffs this year. That team is terrible.
I feel like if anybody is doing it, Mahomes is doing it, and I think he could. I think he could be the LeBron James of the NFL. He moves to a team, and he's going to take them to the playoffs. Whether they win the first round or not, I'm not going to say that. I think he's going to take them to the playoffs. Get that wild card.
Word. All right, well, let's move on. I want to bring up a Kaepernick-related topic later, and it's not what you think it's going to be. We're not going to go back down the whole social justice thing where he should be starting. But I find it odd that he's been so quiet, and my man Will had some theories on that I want to run past you a little bit later in the show. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. I want to give a quick shout-out to another one of our sponsors, longtime sponsor here, Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico and can be reached at 342-1055. So thank you to Pullen Cyclery. Thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports. Appreciate the continued support. And also, make sure y'all shop local out there. Like I just mentioned, one in five businesses across America is closing for good right now. We are going through a hard time as a country, obviously. And 70 cents per every dollar is spent locally, stays locally. Meanwhile, on average, of course, when you go to big box stores, you know the names. I'm not going to start throwing shade all over the place because I don't really know the legal ramifications of that. But the big box stores, only 20 cents per every dollar stays in the local community. So with that in mind, not just our these two sponsors, but all of our sponsors and all the shops around town, as you're doing your holiday shopping, try and keep that money local. You got something?
I got something. What? Can I get a grinds my gears?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to give me a second. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people out there that are, they're trying to be. Thank you.
Yep. No worries.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that take pictures of businesses to rat them out to the police. Like, really? We're in a pandemic. We are having all these issues with small businesses. And so you go to the small businesses and take pictures of them, A, without a mask, and B, to try and put them out of business or shut them down. Really? Come on, Karen. Come on.
Stay your ass home if you're scared.
Seriously.
Here's the thing. You got to understand from this business's perspective. I understand everyone wants to be safe, but we got to eat too. And I'm totally on board. Look, our country did a terrible job, like I mentioned before, of handling this whole COVID situation. You look at, and I don't know all the ramifications, legal recourse and budgetary concerns and all that. However, what I will say is when this whole thing hit, we got a stimulus check, which equated to $100 a month. It's a $1,200 check. We got it across the board. If you do simple math there,
that's not enough.
$100 a month for a year. And we are going into what month? We are in month 9 of this, right? Something like that?
Yeah, because we started out
in March.
Well, that's month 8 there, bud. I thought we started like right beginning of or end of February. Oh, no, it was March. It was mid-March. Yeah. It was mid-March. So, yeah, month 8.
Well, whatever it is.
This feels like 10 years.
It really does. I mean, we've all lost track of time, and I'm confused. Everyone's confused on how it's almost Christmas and where the year's gone.
Yeah, so
I'm getting in a mood today, huh?
Yeah, that's all right. But if you're going out to rat on small businesses, just stay home. Yeah. Don't be that person.
Yeah, these businesses are doing all that they can just to stay open. And then you're going to go, if you are concerned about the health hazards, then stay your ass home.
And I know there's some businesses out there that don't want to wear masks. And guess what? That is their right. Guess what? You can just say, I don't want to shop there because I'm concerned for my health. And you know what? That is okay. Don't go ratting on other small businesses because you are on some social justice BS that you think that you're the savior of Chico.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, we both have seen it in action, you and I, when we were out to eat not too long ago.
I was like, why?
Yeah, be better people. These businesses, like we said, are doing all that they can to survive. And unlike other countries, we're not getting the support of our government, like Spain, where when all this hit, that he gave everyone 70% of their income across the board. We don't have that going on here.
We don't care that much, apparently.
Well,
I'm gonna say it.
That's a whole other issue. And I don't really feel like going down that path.
So you want to go into NBA then?
Yeah, let's talk some hoops real quick. And then after that, maybe we get Erin on the phone, and she might be able to light the mood. Because, man, I have been a downer this episode.
Hey, you know, I felt it today, too. I'm glad that we can kind of bond on that.
I think it's just been the extended weekend. It's just a weird holiday again. I didn't get to see my mother for Thanksgiving, and that's always kind of weird, mm-hmm. you know. Even when my mom and I have lived in different states as long as we've lived in the same state. So as many years as I've been alive, half of them she's been in another state, half of them she's been here in California.
Yeah.
But we've always made an effort to be able to spend Thanksgiving together. Mm. And with the exception of two or three Thanksgivings, you know, I've seen her every year.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that she wanted to come up, but just, you know, concerns over COVID, she wasn't able to make it. I think just the stress of all this just kind of really
wears you down.
Yeah, it started to really hit me knowing it's the holidays, and you know, my Thanksgiving was only five people deep this year because it's the five people in my family, including Steph, that I've been seeing. You know, we've all kind of remained in the same bubble.
Yeah,
so we felt fairly safe, and we tried to distance as much as possible. But yeah, you know, it's just wore me out, man.
Yeah, mental health, man. Take care of yourself, especially for everyone out there. Take care of yourself. If you're feeling like down or depressed, it's okay. Go see somebody. Talk to somebody about it, whether it's a professional or a friend. Reach out. This is a time where you need to. All right, let's talk some hoops. So, Gordon Hayward.
The little PSA.
Yeah, I mean, we all need it a little bit, but Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward gets signed for 4 years and $120 million to the Charlotte Hornets, and all I got to say is, what in the is happening with Charlotte? That was my whole point I wanted to get to last week when I had you look up the draft picks, because I just don't understand what Charlotte's doing. And maybe you could look up some of their offseason signings so far this year? But Gordon Hayward, $120 million for a dude whose leg was totally destroyed. And he went – here's the stats you always want to pay attention to when you think a player is aging or is injured. Where are their free throws at? When Gordon Hayward was in his last year in Utah before he came to the Celtics – and remember, game one playing for the Celtics is when he destroyed his leg. And we'll never know what that Celtics team could have been with a healthy Gordon Hayward, because it kind of – no pun intended – but hamstrung that whole entire team ever since he blew his leg out. Broke his leg, I believe.
That was a broken leg.
Yeah, in that first game. He was averaging 6.5 free throws per game when he came to the Celtics. Last season, he averaged 2. Why is that stat significant? Because it means they're not trying to get to the bucket anymore. And that usually means you're either slowing down or you just don't have the mental wherewithal to have the confidence that you could take that beating going to the rim anymore. So, what does Michael Jordan do? Let's give him more money than anyone else is offering him. And let's make him the centerpiece of this team full of young guys. Let's put it around an aging guard who is coming off a horrific injury and has never been the same. That's obviously no fault of his own, but that injury was gruesome as hell. And since then, he's been a shell of his former self. And when he opted out of all that money in Boston, I was like, where's he going to go that's going to offer him money? And I should have immediately been like, duh. The same guy who picked Kwame Brown, number one overall, said he was going to be the new Shaq, is probably the same guy who's going to give this dude $120 million.
So the only other person that they acquired outside of the draft was Nick Richards from the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for a 2024.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Exactly. So it's been LaMelo Ball, Hayward, this Nick Richards guy, and the two second-round draft picks, Vernon Carey Jr. and Grant Riley, that they've picked up.
Yikes.
So, doing great Pelicans. Charlotte.
Yep.
But, I don't think it's going to go very far. You might make the ninth seed and miss playoffs, but...
Perhaps.
You might get 10. We'll see.
Yeah, you want to get Erin up on the line here?
Yes, sir.
And I will filibuster In the meantime,
just don't read Green Eggs and Ham. That's all I ask.
What?
Some senator read Green Eggs and Ham for like 5 hours or something like that. So please don't do that.
What?
Wait, you never heard about this?
No.
Yeah, like some guy filibustered for like 5 or 6 hours just reading Green Eggs and Ham because he didn't want something to pass. So he read Green Eggs and Ham over and over and over again.
Well, that's rough.
Yeah, filibusters, man.
All right, do you have me up on... Yep, we're good.
The Player Haters Ball.
Oh, man. Hey. Why you wanna play hate on me?
Shout out to the Flipside faithful. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Flipside Radio... It's the world's greatest hip-hop show, hosted by yours truly, Sunday nights from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m., right here on these very airwaves. Now, I love my listeners, all of my listeners. I have love for each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. However, yesterday I was asked the question, why don't you discuss more politics on your show? And then I was also asked... Well, let me just start here. Why don't I talk more politics on my shows? Because these aren't political shows. Are you really thirsting for more political opinions? Here, I'm going to say this for the last time. Probably not for the last time. Because there'll probably be a slow news cycle at some point in the future, and we'll have to come back to this. But here's the thing about politics, and the reason I don't like to discuss them that often on the show, other than the fact that this is not a political show. I don't love discussing politics because I feel that politics are one of the only topics that very few people have much knowledge of, yet almost everyone has a very strong opinion about. And so it makes it very difficult, and it makes me unwilling to talk about these things when I myself don't know that much. But here's the thing I know about most of the people I'm talking to. You don't know much more than me, if at all.
Yeah.
And people get all up in arms about politics all the time, and we don't really know how they work. I mean, I just mentioned this whole daylight saving time. We passed a bill in this... Well, I thought we passed a bill.
No, we did.
Okay.
Or no, we voted for it.
Yeah, and legislature just decided, yeah, we're not going to institute that. How does that work? I don't know. And you know why? Because I don't know bleep all about politics, okay? I have no idea. I really don't. I know a little bit. I know that when I watch news, I try to watch a little bit of balance. I'll watch some Fox News, sprinkle in a little CNN. And if I really want to get wild, I'll even throw in a little... MSNBC.
There you go, yeah.
Just to really shape it out. John just tried to call into the show, and I'm very confused by that. Like, he knows the show.
He knows, yeah.
Did he want me to FaceTime and put the phone to the microphone?
What a scrub. He's out 1 week, and he's doing this?
You hear that, John?
What a noob. Straight up noob. You interrupted Jero. Come on, bro.
You really did
interrupt
my thought process there. It's all good. But that's why I don't talk politics, people. That's it. That's all. Let's move on to something more exciting, which is the best part of our show each and every week when we get to talk to our foreign correspondent, Aaron Isumaki. Aaron, hello and welcome back to the show. It's always nice to have
you.
So
I appreciate that. I was telling Brad it's been such a great show since Derek hasn't been on.
I don't know that it has. It's just been, instead of Derek complaining about things, it just turned into me complaining about things. I totally took on Derek's role. We have done no segments at all. I have all these segments planned out. We've done none of them because I've complained about being old, and I've complained about our government and the way they've handled COVID, and that's about it.
Well, you want to know why you did that? Because you started out with Eric.
Yeah, I did start off
with Eric. So that was your fault.
That's
that
is my bad.
You messed up.
Well, let's talk about some fun stuff because you watched the fights this weekend. And for the listening audience, of course, I'm talking about the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight and Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. There's some other undercards, but no one really cares about those.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those. I can't help you there. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. But perfect.
The other fights were great. I don't know if anybody watched them, but I was impressed. I guess we should start with the big one, which was Tyson versus Roy Jones.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie, that one was a little bit of a letdown. You know, they traded some punches. I really thought that Tyson was just going to knock out Roy Jones. I thought it was going to be one punch and just laid out. And as it turns out, you know, maybe being 15 years out of the ring was not great for Mike. He also said he smoked weed before he fought. Mm. So it did end up in a draw. But I guess I'm a little disappointed, but at the same time, it was just kind of exciting to see Mike Tyson fight.
For sure.
And I'm hoping, because it ended in a draw, that they will fight again. And, you know, maybe this is the first, but they need to, like, get the rust off. They really needed to kind of get into the feel of it again. And if they fight again, you know, maybe in 6 months, it'll be a little more exciting and we can see some of that Mike Tyson power.
Yeah, no, I heard that Snoop Dogg was fantastic on the broadcast. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, I should have wrote down some quotes, but yeah, he was on fire, just zingers left and right. I vote that Snoop Dogg is now the commentator for everything. Fire Joe Buck, hire Snoop Dogg, get that guy in there.
I've talked about it before on the show, but it's amazing that, I mean, if you had told me 25 years ago that Snoop Dogg would be a household name and doing shows with Martha Stewart and basically be America's darling, I would have told you you're insane and you need help.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's absolutely who he's become. He beat a murder case. He has very explicit lyrics that I love. And he was known...
He's high all the time.
All the time. And people love him.
Yeah.
It's insane to me. It's awesome, but it's insane to me.
He's endeared himself to America. It is truly impressive.
He really has. I heard the one comment he said when he said it looks like when Roy Jones and Mike Tyson were fighting, it's like, it looks like two old uncles fighting at the barbecue.
I mean, and he's kind of true because there weren't any like huge trading of fights. There was no real big punches.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah. Well, at least we had Snoop Dogg. Now, if you haven't seen it by now, Jake Paul absolutely knocked out Nate Robinson.
Destroyed him.
Was a bit of a surprise from the sense that Nate Robinson, small guy, but was a former three-time NBA dunk champion, obvious pound for pound, one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he got knocked out by a YouTuber.
A legit athlete, yeah.
Yeah, so let's go through that, if you will, because I didn't see the fight. I heard Nate Robinson came out a little wild, and Jake Paul just got a couple good shots in. It wasn't a great fight, from what I hear, but you actually watched it.
Well, so what I would say is, you know, you would think that because Nate Robinson, you know, did spend 14 seasons in the NBA, he is a legit athlete. You would think that he would have been a lot better, but he didn't really land any punches. He looked pretty slow. Jake Paul was quick on his feet. He landed a bunch of punches. So, yeah, he ended up knocking him out in the second round. But he knocked Nate Robinson to the ground twice prior to that. He landed these right arm hooks on Nate Robinson, and Nate Robinson ate it. So I was also stunned. I mean, I pride myself in my pop culture knowledge, which is probably not something I should. And I've seen, you know, that Jake Paul has been preparing for this. But I was stunned because he looked so good. And I guess regular sports don't translate into boxing. And to be honest, I don't know the kind of prep that Nate Robinson did, but he looked like an amateur compared to Jake Paul.
Yeah, I love Devin Mitchell's tweet, though, saying, Nate Robinson does not represent the NBA in any way, shape, or form.
Well, which is, you know... Okay, fine. I like that we're all giving Nate Robinson a hard time, and I've heard he's bounced back and he's been a really good sport about it. But I'd like to see another basketball player get in the ring with a real boxer, because I don't think it's that easy.
With a real boxer or with a YouTube boxer?
Listen, a real boxer, I'll even say Jake Paul.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the NBA is full of notorious fake tough guys, right?
Yeah.
The NBA is the king of the hold me back before you throw a punch, you know? You flex on this dude, like, hold me back, because you don't know what's going to happen if you don't hold me back. And nothing would happen. Yeah. Unless there's a handful of dudes.
Unless you're Ron Artest.
Yeah, there's just a handful of dudes, I was going to say, you don't want to trifle with. Ron Artest and Steven Jackson being at the very top of that list because of the malice at the palace. And current player, James Johnson, you don't want no problems with James Johnson. He's a black belt, and he can literally do one of those. What are those little spinny kick flips? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
about.
The hi-ya? The hi-ya kick. Yeah, but basically his hands and his feet.
What is it called? Like the backspin kick? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
About.
But his hands and feet can be considered lethal weapons.
Yeah, he can jump and kick a basketball rim is what I'm trying to say. With a hi-ya kick.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty high.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, yaw.
All right, Brad. I'm sorry you had to listen to that, Aaron. I really apologize for the last.
You guys were doing so well.
The last 30 seconds, my hi-ya, and then that following to help me out, just not great. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go so you don't have to deal with this anymore, and we will chat with you next week. Thank you as always, Aaron. We appreciate it.
We're not going to talk about the match? Yeah. Really? Our golf correspondent, we're not going to talk about the match?
All right. All
come on.
Go ahead. What question?
So, Aaron. Did you actually watch the match? The golf match?
You know, I feel like a terrible person, but I haven't watched it yet.
All right, Aaron. We'll talk to you later, Aaron.
I do know who won, and I've got to watch it because it's exciting.
We'll talk to you next week. I'm sorry I built all this excitement up and then to get let down. That is my life right there. Okay.
That's perfect. That's
we'll talk to you later.
Brad being Brad. Thank you, Aaron.
Bye, guys.
See you
later. That was honestly beautiful. A-plus performance right there, my
friend. You know, I got so excited. It's like I can actually relate with what Aaron's about to talk about. Usually it's hockey, and now it's going to be the match.
Well, I'll tell you this. So I knew that you were headed into troubled waters there because Aaron usually tells me before the show what she wants to talk about because I'll let her talk about whatever. She's fantastic on the show. But usually if she has something on golf, she'll talk about golf. Sometimes I'll ask her, hey, did you watch this? And she'll tell me ahead of time. Being that she didn't mention the match and she just wanted to talk fights, I had just assumed she didn't watch the match. I didn't watch the match myself.
Didn't tell me.
Of course not. It's on the rundown, what she wanted to talk about. Nowhere in there is the match.
I thought you might have forgot it.
Well, intentional memory loss, my friend.
All right. You want to do an I Got Five before we leave?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Do you have the music or too high?
No, you got to figure that out on my card, so, you know.
Oh, it's still not on there?
No. I mean, it's on there. It's just I can't play it. There's some subscription issues that we need to figure out.
Oh, probably, probably music rights and whatnot.
Yeah, right. Most likely.
All right, this week's I Got Five, sticking with the theme of the holidays, is I Got Five Favorite Christmas Movies. So we're going to have to run through these pretty quick. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you start this one, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Not in any particular order, except for the number one. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dang it. Okay.
All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. White Christmas. What a Wonderful Life. And my number one movie, I've told you guys last week, I'm going to tell you guys this week, Die Hard. And the a nice little extra, Derek was talking about it last week, and I totally forgot about it, and I guess it would be more of a holiday movie, a Hanukkah movie, Eight Crazy Nights, Adam Sandler. Jarrell, you're up.
Home Alone.
Okay.
Boom. I'm going to go with The Night Before. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
If you could tell, I am Googling these right now. I'll go with Always Sunny in Philadelphia Christmas Special.
Wow, you're really stretching here.
I'm going to go with Trading Places. It took place during Christmas, not necessarily a Christmas movie, but you know what I mean.
I'll call it a Christmas movie.
We'll go with that? Okay, cool. And then, am I at four?
You're at four.
God. Oh, The Grinch, of course.
Wait, which one?
I'm going to go with both the Jim Carrey one and the cartoon just to cover my bases. Holla if you hear me. Did anyone say A Christmas Story?
No.
Boom, A Christmas Story.
No, I mean, all right, okay, I guess.
Well, I thought that was going to eat up more time. let's call John back for the last minute of the show and just see how this goes.
We're at 6:30.
Oh!
You can hang up on him.
Cool. Well, no, we're at 6:29. That's a minute early.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. It's been a fun show. This show's been all over the place. It's basically been an hour of me just complaining about things. And if you think that's going to get better over the coming years as I age, I don't think so.